Simon & Schuster Audio presents Wayfaring Stranger by James Lee Burke. Read by Will Patton.
Chapter 1. It was a year none of the seasons followed their own dictates. The days were warm, and the air hard to breathe without a kerchief, and the nights cold and damp. The wet burlap we nailed over the windows stiff with grit that blew in clouds out of the west amid sounds like a train grinding across the prairie. The moon was orange, or sometimes brown, as big as a planet, the way it is at harvest time. And the sun never more than a smudge, like a light bulb flickering in the socket or a lucifer match burning inside its own smoke. In better times, our family would have been sitting together on the porch in wicker chairs or on the glider with glasses of lemonade and bowls of peach ice cream. My father was looking for work on a pipeline in East Texas. Maybe he would come back one day, or maybe not. Back then, people had a way of walking down a tar road and crossing through a pool of heat and disappearing forever. I ascribed the signs of my mother's mental deterioration to my father's absence and his difficulties with alcohol. She wore out the rug in her bedroom, walking in circles, squeezing her nails into the heels of her hands, talking to herself, her eyes watery with levels of fear and confusion that nobody could dispel. Ordinary people no longer visited our home. As a lawman, grandfather had gone up against the likes of Bill Dalton and John Wesley Hardin, and in 1916, with a group of rogue Texas Rangers, he had helped ambush a train loaded with Pancho Villa's soldiers. The point is, he wasn't given to studying on the complexities of mental illness. That didn't mean he was an ill-natured or entirely uncharitable man, just one who seemed to have a hole in his thinking. He had not been a good father to his children. Through either selfishness or ineptitude, he often left them to their own devices.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?